Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Deion James. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Buddy Black. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ellis Burks. Batting second. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting third. The third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Sasky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kevin Romine. Batting sixth. The DH, Danny Heap. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Randy Cutcher. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Boedeker. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0-1. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter takes first base on ball four. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-0. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards short. Rivera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burks strikes out. One out. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Black covering, for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Snyder takes first base on ball four. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Allenson hits a pop-up towards first. Sasky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fermin hits a line drive into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brown is 0-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Burks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasaki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sasaki hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Heap hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romine throws the ball in to Reed, who tags James, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera moves to second. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cutcher hits a line drive towards the mound. Black reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Rivera moves to third. Cerrone moves to second. One out. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burks is 0 for 1 in the game. Burks hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Reed is 0 for 1 in the game. Reed hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder strikes out. One out. Albert Bell, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into left field. Romine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Boggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Boggs hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Sasaki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sasaki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sasaki hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Romine, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Roman is 0 for 1 in the game. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reed reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. 2 outs. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heap is 0 for 1 in the game. Heap strikes out. 1 out. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera strikes out. 2 outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards short. Firmin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Romine. Carter reaches second base with a double. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops it up and throws to first, with Boedeker covering, for the out. 1 out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Cutcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cutcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Cutcher hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 0 for 2 in the game. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jody Reed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. Reed takes first base on ball 4. Burks moves to second. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Boggs hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sasky is 0 for 2 in the game. Sasky hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Firmin is 0 for 2 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Deion James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Carter strikes out. Cerrone drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Carter out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Kevin Romine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Romine is 0 for 2 in the game. Romine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Heap is 0 for 2 in the game. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of James. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Heap moves to third. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cerrone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heap scores. Rivera scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Keith Atherton now pitching. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cutcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Cutcher hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Cutcher reaches second base with a double. Cerrone moves to third. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Ellis Burks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burks takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Reed is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Reed hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cerrone tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boggs is 0 for 3 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nick Sasky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sasky is 0 for 3 in the game. Sasky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Roman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roman is 0 for 3 in the game. Roman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heap is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Rivera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Romine. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Brad Kaminsk pinch runs for Brooke Jacoby. Rob Murphy now pitching. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 3 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rivera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fermin is 0 for 3 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sasky scoops it up and throws to first, with Murphy covering, for the out. Kaminsk moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown is walked intentionally. Luis Aguayo pinch hits for Deion James. Luis Aguayo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aguayo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aguayo now playing third base. Brad Kaminsk now playing center field. Joe Carter now playing left field. Doug Jones now pitching. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cerrone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cerrone strikes out. 1 out. Randy Cutcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cutcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cutcher hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Burks is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Burks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aguayo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.